gonna have to cut that last part out. So I'm gonna go back. My suspicions was there because I tried to stop him from whooping them, and I told him, like, no disrespect, but you're not their father. And I put him, I was just like, I would tell him, like, you can just up and leave my life, and I have to deal with my children, so to speak, for the rest of my life. And I was like, that's disrespectful to me for you to sit here and, to one, abuse my kids, if that was the case, or two, to allow to hear us fuss back and forth over stupid stuff because he couldn't keep the bills up. And it was like always a problem or a situation wherever we left to. There was not one place that we was not behind on. And I'm not saying that I'm like goody two shoes perfect, but I kept an okay, good record, you know, up until that point. I had left my last place because of the simple fact that I had got behind, and then I moved into a house because I found a better place. I was gonna get caught up, but for the matter of fact, that just didn't happen. Because like I said, we moved to a different city because it was closer and everybody claimed that they wanted to see my kids. So sorry to move back and forth. But what happened was, when we got in Texas, was we got into so many arguments that it just became such an issue. So I started to distance myself from him because at the time I had left my clothes, first of all, and it wasn't on purpose, but it was because of the simple fact that we had to take a cab and we had to use all of my family's first money to get moved in with my mom, who was not in a stable situation. So that put rocks on the ice. This was when we first moved to Texas, and so it was just tough. And you know, I'm not blaming it on him. I'm not saying that he wasn't the man come true. I'm saying exactly that it was just so many issues involved, and I couldn't